Welcome into the show. Follow the money here on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard, Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas in 5 minutes. Longtime friend of the show, longtime film critic Richard Roper. You can bet on the Oscars in certain states. Who does he like coming up this weekend? More viewer feedback, listener feedback here. Email from Toby. We've been talking about this pretty much now all week. I was at the MGM for my anniversary and met an astrology professor from England who claimed he could predict the future. I immediately asked him who he liked to win the Masters. He gave me Danny Willett. I put 10 bucks on him at 100-1. I was going crazy when Spieth hit it in the water on 12. Dude called it. That would kind of freak you out for a minute, would it not?
Yeah, pick that guy. Right.
This is an email from Bobby in Casper, Wyoming.
What a story.
2013, first year betting on sports. I'm a first year school teacher, paid once a month. Needless to say, struggling money-wise. Had a five-team mixed sport parlay, 50 to win 25-50. Needed Fresno State college football at -7.5 to complete it. Watching the game with a girlfriend, she says, "Honey, you got this. That's amazing. Next play." They give up a score. I throw a fit. They eventually covered. I did not get lucky, but the excitement of winning that was actually better than getting lucky. 2 weeks later, I'm down $3,000. I ask for a bookie for a $2,000 increase. He grants it to me the next day. I hit $500 to win $1,500 on a hockey parlay. And by the end of the week, only down $208, which was completely manageable, all things considered. I pay up and he says, "I've never had anybody do that." I returned, "I'll be back to collect my $208 in 2 weeks. And now he says, "I blame this month, back in 2013, on my anxiety in life." Ha, ha, ha.
Sure, sure. Yeah, that's the Steve Sear crowd. You're looking good. You got this. You're looking good.
To go out of your way to send a text to somebody during a game and they know that you have a bet on it.
Now, why would you ever?
That's worse than being in person watching the game with them.
There's no what? No, that is, it's criminal to do that.
Oh, yeah.
You know that, and hey, the nice call. The nice call.
Hey, good job. You were all over that one. Happens all the time.
They do it to Palm on his unders. A lot of time left in baseball and soccer.
Although, tweet at him.
Anything can happen.
Great call again today. Under 2.5. No problem here whatsoever.
The ex-girlfriend was great. We're at the pool here watching the Browns and Eagles. I had the under. I got a congratulations on your win in the third quarter.
In the third quarter?
Third quarter. I look at Mike Baum. I go, "I can't escape this." I got Steve Steer saying, "You're looking good in the third quarter of the Bucs game against Toronto in game six." I got congratulations on your win in an NFL game in the third quarter. That's an all-timer.
You got dogs urinating all over your modem at the house? You think there's an internet shortage? A blackout rolling? Yeah,
5 days, nothing. Yeah, they were culprit. Sure.
I wish that they would actually somehow leak those phone calls.
Oh, no.
To me so I could hear them.
Oh, yeah.
You've had some doozies, by the way.
You won't even believe how they've started. You won't even believe how they start. Blank Communications, who is this? Yeah, day five here, just losing my mind. No internet. Sure. I go right into material.
Of course.
I go right into it. And can I get your name, please?
Hold on, who are you?
I'll get my name in a second. I got a vent, too. Yeah. Not like you have anything to do with it, but I'm going to go scorched earth on you.
All right. We'll try to handicap the Oscars with Richard Roper, longtime film critic, coming up next.
This is Brent Musburger, and here is your VSiN Action Update. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
82-man teams will compete at the Zurich Classic of New Orleans at the TPC Louisiana starting today. It's best ball in the first and third rounds, alternate shot in the second and fourth rounds. Xander Schauffele and Patrick Cantlay, +650. The team of John Rahm and Ryan Palmer, the defending champions of the Zurich Classic, are 7-1. Dodgers in first place of the National League West with a 14-4 record. Walker Buehler on the mound for the Dodgers, laying $1.70 at home against Ryan Weathers and the Padres, +155. The Padres have dropped three straight games. The NHL, the Avalanche winners of four straight, $1.39 favorite at the Blue. Our sports betting experts are analyzing baseball, hoops, hockey, soccer, tennis, and horse racing every day. Plus, our NFL experts are getting ready for the 2021 NFL Draft. Get all our in-depth insights and point spread weekly, our best bets daily email, and 24/7 video coverage. VSiN.com/subscribe. With your action update, I'm Mike Senna.
Get the latest VSiN odds at VSIN.com. And remember, cashing tickets is what it's all about.
Oh!
It's time to Follow the Money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Polly Howard.
We are live today from the OddsTrader.com studio here at Circa Resort and Casino. OddsTrader.com. Download the free OddsTrader app right now. Start winning with up to the second info that you need. You can get real-time bet tracking. You can compare sportsbook sign-up bonuses. Visit OddsTrader.com. Paul, you know that you can bet on the Oscars in certain states now across this country. Legally.
Beautiful.
You can do it.
Yeah, that's right.
Of course, you can't do it here in Nevada. And
can't do a lot of things here.
I wonder if we'll actually have this like in the next 10, 15 years here in this state. Who knows? Longtime film critic and friend of the show, Richard Roper, joins the program now. We'll talk a lot about the Oscars with him and betting on it. Richard, good morning today. How are you, sir?
Good morning, boys. How are we doing?
Doing
all
well.
Right, all right.
Doing well. Let me ask you this. First of all, like very tricky year here, obviously, for everything, but especially like the movie making business. How would you compare like the overall quality of the movies at the top of 2020 to previous years? Or is that an unfair question because of the pandemic?
No, I think it's fair because, as you guys know, and we've talked about this a few times, you know, a lot of these films that were going to play in theaters went straight to the streaming services. So when you look at the cream of the crop, I think, you know, these films are worthy of being nominated for Best Picture, and the performances are as good as performances in the past. What we didn't see is as many kind of second tier good but not great movies. A lot of films were, you know, pushed back. Some of these movies now are getting pushed back again. I mean, by the time that James Bond movie comes out, they're going to have to wheel Daniel Craig out there. He's going to be 97. You know, unfortunately, they filmed it already. And the same thing with the Top Gun reunion. It's like, you know, they pushed that one back again. So we're not back yet, guys, in terms of, you know, going to the movies. Although I have started going back and seeing a few films in advance in theaters. Yesterday I saw Mortal Kombat, the new movie that's based on, of course, the famous video game. And listen, it's not a great movie, but it's the kind of movie you want to see in a theater, right? Mm. It's like Godzilla versus Kong. There's certain movies you want to grab your popcorn, grab your soda that's the size of Paulie's head, the giant soda, get in there and have a good time at the movies, right?
You got to get in there, have a good time. Has anything changed, by the way, with like the whole process in Hollywood over the last, you know, handful of years about how the Oscars are actually voted on? Do more people vote now than ever, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, you know, remember four or five years ago, there were a lot of protests, and rightfully so, because all 20 nominees 2 years in a row in the acting categories were white. The Academy was getting older. Still very male. They opened it up to about 10,000 members. It used to be about 7,000 guys. A lot more diversity, a lot more women. And you see that reflected in the nominations. I mean, the great thing is when you look at the movies that are nominated for 2021, 9 of the 20 acting nominees are persons of color, 2 female directors. And the films kind of reflect America and the world a lot more than they did even 7, 8 years ago. It's a good thing.
Let me ask you this before we get into the betting odds and the movies that are up for Best Picture, for example. Throw this away for a second, like who's nominated. What were like the best 2 or 3 movies that you watched in all of 2020?
Well, I love Nomadland.
Oh, you did?
And
okay.
If people haven't had a chance to see that, they should definitely check it out. And, you know, of course, I'm here in Chicago, and the trial of the Chicago 7 guys, you know, it chronicles a period in Chicago history, late 60s. And I thought they did a beautiful job. Aaron Sorkin, of course, who wrote and directed that. And that's the guy that gave us A Few Good Men and The Social Network. I mean, he's one of our best writers. And I really love what they did with the trial of the Chicago 7 as well.
Okay, well, No Man Land is minus 670 at DraftKings to win. The trial of the Chicago 7 is 6-1. And then you can go down the list here, Richard. Minari is 14-1. Promising Young Women is 17-1. And then 4 other movies are also up. I mean, does any movie here have a shot other than The Favorite?
Yeah, because there are so many nominees, guys. You mentioned Minari. Would you say 14-1 on Minari?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good underdog pick. You know, that's a great American immigrant story. It's set in the 80s, and it's got that great feel about, you know, it has some really tough stuff, but it's got some great humor and warmth. But it's essentially about a family trying to find the American dream. And I think that might be something that resonates with voters. 14-1, I would put a couple of dollars, if you can, if you're in a place where you can, on Minari.
Okay. How about Best Actor? Is this like, you know, shut it down already because of what happened? Obviously, Chadwick Boseman passed away at such a young age. And he is such, I mean, look at this number that he's favored at for Mr. Rainey's Black Bottom, Richard. He's minus 1667. Next up is Anthony Hopkins for The Father, and he's at 7-1. Is this Boseman's award?
Yeah, and I honestly believe he would have won anyway, but obviously you have this horrible, terrible, devastating tragedy. I mean, mm-hmm. a lot of people didn't even know Chadwick Boseman was sick. If you look at his last three or four films, you could see the wear and tear, unfortunately, that he was going through, because he kept it to himself. That was his choice. You know, he kept on working. But it's a great performance in a very strong film. Yeah, in terms of you want to be, you know, just looking at it as a better, I would just enjoy the category and the tribute to Chadwick Boseman. His widow is sure to give a moving speech and not put any money on that category.
Okay, I think that's probably a fair assessment. How about Best Actress? Carey Mulligan for Promising Young Woman is +125. Viola Davis in Mr. Rainey's Black Bottom is 2-1. Then you have, I mean, no matter what Frances McDormand does, she's going to be nominated, I think, at this point. She's 4-1. Andre Day, United States versus Billie Holiday is 6-1. And Vanessa Kirby for Pieces of a Woman is 20-1. Who would you like there?
You know, this is probably the closest Best Actress race in a long time. I think Frances McDormand would have won, except for the fact, guys, she's already won twice. She won for Three Billboards, and she won for Fargo. So they're feeling kind of, like you mentioned, it's almost like Meryl Streep with Frances McDormand. She's going to get nominated all the time. Same thing with Viola Davis. You know, she's got four nominations. She's got to win. I think the Academy will be like, you know, she'll probably have another chance. So I think it comes between the three relative newcomers. Carey Mulligan's been around a while. Andre Day and Vanessa Kirby. I do think Carey Mulligan's going to win, but you could make a case for any one of those five winning if you feel like taking a chance on a medium shot there. Really strong category and no clear-cut favorite.
I loved your tweet. It was interesting. You tweeted you ranked top five performances that were never nominated.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's amazing because, you know, we talk about some of these performances and people just assume that Alan Rickman was nominated for Die Hard, and he wasn't nominated. And guys, you go all the way back to like Marilyn Monroe for Some Like It Hot. She didn't get nominated. People are like, what? I'll give you another one that I didn't put in my top five, but it's close. And I'm not kidding about this. People think I'm kidding. John Vernon as Dean Wormer in National Lampoon's Animal House should have been nominated for Best Supporting Actor. When you think about that comedy, guys, everything plays off of him being the villain that they go after. And he played it like he was in a deadly serious drama. He wasn't in a comedy, Dean Wormer. He didn't think he was in a comedy.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, him along with Mayor Larry Vaughn from Jaws, you know, two of the greatest villains of all time that don't get their due.
Yep. I mean, Hans Gruber, great performance. Good point there.
Right, the best.
Did you see The Vanishing at the Cecil Hotel?
Yes.
What'd you think?
Yeah. Great stuff, man. Yeah. You know, I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about that, too. I know we're talking about the Oscars, but The Vanishing at the Cecil Hotel is an amazing true crime documentary series. It's the golden age for those right now, guys. And The Vanishing at the Cecil Hotel, there's one coming out I want to tell your listeners about. It's called Sasquatch. And it starts off being a search for Bigfoot in Northern California in the 1990s, but turns into something really dark, all about the marijuana trade and bodies turning up in fields. It's called Sasquatch on Hulu. People should check that one out as well.
You know,
your last recommendation was awesome too on HBO.
It was the Mormons, right?
No,
Murder of Mormons. I thought you said
no. He it was the comedian, his wife. Christ.
I did mention Murder Among the Mormons for sure.
You did? Oh, well, that was unbelievable. It. Thank you. That was unbelievable.
Yeah, of course.
The show on HBO with trying to find. Oh, was it the East Bay Killer? Is that what it was?
Oh, the Green River Killer. That was another one on HBO as well.
Patton Oswalt. It was Patton Oswalt's wife. Anyways, he gave it out.
Yeah. I'll be gone in the dark.
Sorry, I'll be there. I'll it is. Be Thank you. We got there. I'll be gone in the dark. Yeah. You also recommended that. So you're on fire with your recommendations. Very good. How about did you see This Is a Robbery on Netflix?
That's another great one. And there guys, that was one for people who don't know that was set, real life robbery of this museum in Boston. And I had never heard about this thing. And it was just incredible art theft. And the guys, the characters, guys, can't you see Scorsese turning that into a fictional movie?
Oh, I mean, absolutely.
The characters, the way they're talking, you know, it was St. Patrick's Day weekend and we parked the car and we went in there and stole the yacht. I mean, it's just, it's incredible. But the true crime stuff is just crazier than a lot of the fiction of these days.
Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Richard Roper, our guest, longtime film critic. So did anything else catch your eye maybe in terms of betting the Oscars? You know, and we talk to you like every single year around this time, Richard. A lot of these categories, you're going to have a favorite of like, you know, -$25 or -$30, -$350, whatever it is. So it's tough. I mean, if they're going to be a runaway favorite and win, but did anything else maybe catch your eye here in any of these categories?
Yeah, I think, you know, supporting actress is historically a category where you get those long shots that come out of nowhere. And there are, you know, five nominees are Maria Bakalova for the Borat film, Olivia Colman for The Father, Yoo Jung-yoon, who's in Minari, which I talked about, and Amanda Seyfried for Mank, and then Glenn Close, who's got her eighth nomination, probably won't win. I'd say out of the other four contenders, guys, you could make a case for any of those. So if you want to take a chance on supporting actress, that's one where you can make a few bucks.
Very good. And so if people have not watched Nomadland, like, we need to go there and watch it, like, this weekend, sometime soon, because it's that good.
Yeah, and I think if you're going to watch the Oscars, and, you know, they're going to have a very different ceremony, kind of cool this year, because they're going to be at the Union Station in downtown L.A., which is this great scene site where, you know, tons of movies have been shot. But you kind of want to, you know, if you're going to watch the Oscars, you want to see the contenders. So I'd say the movies you have to see, if you can, beforehand, they're all available on home video one way or another. Nomadland, Trial of Chicago 7, and Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. And you'll see 7 or 8 Oscar winners among those three films.
Okay, very good. Anything else you want to throw out there? TV shows, movies that we never brought up that people should go watch?
You know, I got to give a lot of credit to our friend Mark Wahlberg. There's a HBO series right now, documentary series called Wall Street. And it's Mark Wahlberg's got a deal with HBO going all the way back to Entourage. And it is a vanity project because it's all about, you know, all of his business enterprises. But, guys, it's kind of a fascinating look at all the businesses he does, the movies he films, the gyms, the clothes, the water and everything. But it's also filmed during the onset of the pandemic. So it's interesting to see how a mega Hollywood movie star, but then the working class people who work for and with him, cope with the pandemic. So it's called Wall Street, as in W-A-H-L, on HBO and HBO Max. And I like Mark Wahlberg, man. You know, I mean, he's had some, you know, bad stuff in the past, but he's raised himself up by his bootstraps. He's a self-made man. And you will not believe the look at his house. He's got a full-size basketball court with the Boston Celtics logo in the backyard.
Is that right?
Boston, so, yeah, he really does.
Wow. No, I'm with you on that. Like, at first, you know, the stuff beyond Boogie Nights, I'm like, boy, he's going to make, you know, 17 movies a year here. He might want to pick and choose a little bit better than this. But beyond that, as, you know, he's been in this business for a little bit longer. I like Mark as well. I think he's, you know, pretty damn good at this craft.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, you don't get that much of an inside look where they pull the curtain back and it's not,
sure.
I mean, listen, yeah, of course he's in control of it as executive producer, but, you know, you see him interacting with his kids and his wife, and you see, it's almost like Shark Tank, because people are coming up to him with ideas all the time, and he's deciding what to invest in. And then he has his personal gym transported anywhere in the world where he's doing his movies. His whole gym gets transported to his hotel suite. So it's like, oh, life is good for Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Yeah, no kidding. We'll leave it with this. And by the way, your podcast is called Screen Time, which is available wherever podcasts can be found. Best movie to never win Best Picture?
Probably, that's a good, Raging Bull, guys. Raging Bull is the best movie not to win Best Picture. Ordinary People is a fine film that nobody ever talks about that won for Best Picture of 1980. And we're still quoting and watching Raging Bull 40 years later.
Yeah, I think my year was 94. I think that was Forrest Gump beat out Shawshank and Pulp Fiction.
Yep, I would agree with you on both of those. Because, again, Forrest Gump's a nice, solid mainstream movie.
Yes.
Pulp Fiction and Shawshank are in the top 25 of all time, not just that year, all time.
Totally agree. Yep. And so, again, just tell people about the podcast as well, called Screen Time.
Yeah, it's called Screen Time, and it's just me and my longtime radio partner, Ro Khan. We talk, you know, everything that you can see on a screen, guys, whether it's movies, streaming, even a couple of wagers here and there. So it's just look up Screen Time, and as you mentioned, it's where all podcasts are available, and it's free. It's got a good price on it. It's free.
Yeah, there you go. Very good, Richard. Thanks so much for the time today, and have fun watching the event coming up this weekend.
As always, good talking to you guys. Take care.
Be good. Yeah, look at some of these numbers, though. The director of Nomadland, minus 33.35 at DraftKings. Next up on the betting board, David Fincher for Mank, 10-1. And then it goes down beyond that, 17-1, 20-1. And 25-1. The best supporting actor this year in 2021 was Daniel Kaluuya for Judas and the Black Messiah. He's minus $25 to win that award. And then you have, you know, next up on the board, Paul Racy, who played in Sound of Metal, 12-1. Sacha Baron Cohen is actually on there for the Trial of Chicago 7 at 12-1. they're just monstrous favorites. Best Supporting Actress, not so bad. In Minari, the favorite is -$5. And after that, you can get some at, he talked about the lady who plays in Borat's movie is +375 and might take a flyer on her. But Best International Feature Film, another round is -1250. Best Animated Feature for an Oscar, Soul, which I've heard is outstanding, is -5000 to win. Very difficult a lot of times to make a case and, you know, I think there's value on this movie or this actor or whatever it is. No, not really, because the favorite's going to come in so often. But he did say there might be some value in some of the other categories. And, you know, Viola Davis at 2-1 to win Best Actress. Been nominated a bunch of times, has never won. Like, her time's going to come at some point. And every supporting actress up for the award is plus money. So it's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Paulie Howard. We'll tell you what we're betting coming up next. In Pocket, we'll cut the deck as well here on Follow the Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I'll bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1. Nope. You're on.
As always, you are on. I had nothing yesterday on the program. But let's take a peek at what I bet so far here at Circa and beyond. But I did make two bets this week at Circus Sports. Which running back will be drafted first? There's a group bet. It's Harris, it's Etienne, and it's one of the running backs from North Carolina. I'm taking a shot just based on the number, 2-1. And saw it, wanted to bet it. I think Harris probably goes first, but I don't think he should be like minus whatever he was at the time, and now he's like -175, I believe. But Etienne +$2, and which wide receiver will be drafted first? And the group here is Tony out of Florida, Marshall from LSU, and Bateman from Minnesota. Tony's like +120, shortest shot. Marshall now +250 after the news last night he might be sliding. And Bateman I grabbed today at +188. And last night, who gets drafted first at another spot? Plus money, Waddle, +105 over Devontae Smith.
All right, very good.
There you go.
Can I share this email? Guy making a case. Let me get his name. Give him a credit. Anyways, he's making the case. Falcons 5-1 at DraftKings. First pick. It's Dr. John from Nashville. First pick, defense. He's, what if they trade down?
Trade down?
Yeah. Says they trade back in the middle of the first round. They have so many needs. I'm on board with that.
Oh, so am I.
I can get on board with that. Good job, John. Yeah, 5-1 at DraftKings. Falcons first round pick,
okay,
is defense. Sure, let's go. And I'm on, you know, I'm on the DraftKings over 5.5 quarterbacks in the first round. 3-1. And William Hill over 4.5 wide receivers. That's moved 70 cents now. That is 280 now at William Hill. Let's fire up the hockey card. Love the card tonight. At Bet Rivers, Tampa's -175 in regulation. Columbus has lost 14 of 16. They've let go of the rope. I'll do the same thing with the Penguins, -180. I'm eating a lot of chalk, but this, you know, these teams have phoned it in and quit a long time ago. The Devils have lost 11 of 12 and 7 in a row. 29th in goals allowed, 26th in goals scored. And it was 6-0 in the third period of the last game. So I think the same thing will continue, and the Penguins are 17-3-2 at home. I also like the Islanders. -120, guys. My fault. Islanders are -120 at home against the Capitals. The Capitals have lost 4 of their last 5 against teams with a winning record. The Islanders are 19-2-2 at home. And they're a better team than Washington, in my opinion. Carolina, same thing. $1.20 against Florida. They've beat Florida 5 in a row. I think Carolina's a better team while Florida's a good story. And I'll take this. Cannot be. You cannot give me plus 130 with the Jets at home against Toronto. Reeling Toronto. Lost five in a row. And they just met last week. And the Jets were in a horrible spot on the road in a back-to-back. And they beat Toronto. So bad penalty kill. All the issues on the power play. I'll take the Jets plus 130. There you go. Some numbers. 13 straight overs in the third period for Ottawa. They play tonight. The Capitals have played 7 straight first period overs. Edmonton's played 8 straight first period unders. Vancouver's played 6. The goal in the first 10, yes, 10 in a row for the Devils. No, 8 in a row for Edmonton. And the Golden Knights on a 15-2 run, goal in the first 10. And thanks to the email at ftm@vsin.com, Colorado Avalanche 17-2 to the over in the third period on the road. That's in play. They're back after the pause against St. Louis. There we go.
And I'm telling you, I think we need to do an emergency session on shopping around tomorrow. Because
you got it. I'm in.
Okay.
Going to say it?
It looks like the Hurricanes are still plus 145 right now to win that division. They're minus 215 at DraftKings. They're plus 145 at BetMGM.
2 weeks ago, the Bruins' disparity was nuts. 4-1 at one spot, 12-1 at another spot.
Wow.
With exclusive bets, daily specials, odds boosts, and the largest offer of live in-play options, BetRivers Sportsbook, the industry leader when it comes to online sports betting, valid in Colorado, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Virginia, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Play SugarHouse.com in Jersey. Must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm confident. We got time? I'm confident. You going to go?
Yeah,
we got time. We got time. Yeah, I lost again.
Another one. Maple Leafs. DraftKings minus 305. BetMGM even money.
Wow. I'm confident. Ace again! Can you believe it? I'm either ace, two, king, three, four.
What'd you have? Five of hearts.
What? Okay, fine. All right.
Ace, all right. Wow. Two aces this week.
They're two twos. Two, a three, and a four, I think.
Okay.
I'll go under 3.5 tomorrow.
Johnny Avello is going to join us. DraftKings Sportsbook coming up next. Popularity of NFL draft props, the Derby, Oscars betting, all next.
Follow the money. Before we get to Johnny Avello, let's go with the horse racing picks. Top plays from ExpressBet editor-in-chief Jeremy Plonk. Keeneland in race 80 likes the one. Stunning Sky, 3-1 on the morning line. Late rally in Philly, ran the best race of her career and only Keeneland appearance last October. Trainer runs does great job during closing week of the Keeneland meet as he saves runners for when the competition thins out. Win bet. And at Pimlico in race 10, he likes the 6, Whirlin' Curlin'. 4-1 on the morning line. You can bet these races and more using First Bet, the preferred horse betting app of VSiN. Get you ready for the Derby. First Bet's giving you $20 in free bets for all new users who sign up through May 1st. Use the promo code VEGAS20. Everyone who redeems this $20 free bet offer will receive full access to the VSiN subscription products for free from now through the Belmont. VSiN.com/horses for details. VEGAS20, the code. Good to talk to Johnny Avello from DraftKings and be on the same team. Finally, can you explain, everyone, the controversy and what's going on with the Derby and the wagering?
Yeah, you know, being on the Parimutuel Association for 25 years, we always try to keep our rates, in a certain area. This, if we didn't get the rates where we wanted them, we would just kind of draw a hard line, and the track has drawn a hard line this time with the Parimutuel Association and there's no movement, and it's unfortunate. So the books are going to book it themselves. When you go into an establishment now, your money won't go into the Parimutuel pool. The book will be either paying you out of their own money or you'll be taking your money.
Okay. And for years you did this at Wynn. Mm-hmm. What do you think of the future board? Any picks you like or anyone you think that was worth a shot coming up in the upcoming race?
You know, Paulie, I've been diving into the race a little bit. The Derby's probably the best race to bet because of the amount of money that's in the pool.
Yeah.
I think you probably get more value out of this race than any other race. But, you know, there's going to be one strong, essential quality is going to be a strong favorite. And I'm going to look in some other areas. But I want to see the odds first before I make selections. So maybe we can talk about that, okay, you know, next week earlier.
By the way, Johnny, have you ever been to the Derby, or have you just been too busy booking it your entire life?
Yeah, I'm always working, Mitch, yeah, you know, and then, you know, when you're working big, we have big events around the Derby and a lot of people come in and yeah, I have to be there. You know, you can't, what's your boss going to say when the system fails and where were you? I was at the Derby. Yeah, great.
Yeah, you love the movies. You're a big movie nut, and booking the Oscars at DraftKings, incredible job there. How's the handle, and are there any picks that you like or your favorite movie of the year, and do you think it'll be chalky?
So far, the action's been good. We're actually going to be doing it in three states this year, Michigan, New Jersey, and it's the other one escapes me. But anyway, we got three states this year. And best movie, I thought, the best movie, now remember, best movie isn't always the movie that wins.
Yeah.
I thought the best movie on the board was The Trial of Chicago 7.
Yeah.
But I don't believe that's going to be your winner. I think Nomadland is going to win. We opened at 1-4. We're up to like 1-6.5. There's some other categories really chalky this year. Chadwick Boseman for best actor. He's a huge favorite, like 1-16. You got Chloe Zhao for the best director. I think she's pretty locked in. And you got Daniel Kaluuya for supporting actor. I think he's locked in. If there's going to be some upsets, I think you're going to find him in the best actress category. Carrie Mulligan's the favorite, but I could see Viola Davis taking her over. Maybe even an Andrea Day at 6-1 could have an outside shot. And then the best supporting actress, the girl Young from Minari is 1-5. But maybe an upset there with Bacalova from the Borat movie. She's 3-3, almost 4-1. So
okay.
Otherwise, you know, besides those two categories upsets, I think the other things are kind of locked in.
All right. Well, we just had Richard Roper on like 20 minutes ago, Johnny, longtime film critic, and he said the same thing about Viola Davis. Like, she's been nominated a bunch. She's 2-1. He can see her pulling this off.
Glad we're on a same wavelength with that guy. He's been around it a long time. Good opinion.
Did you like No Man Land?
I did.
You did? Okay.
It's a movie that, you know, it looks like they're speaking to the actors, and, you know, and the actors are ad-libbing. But what's happening there is the actors are people that live down there in that Arizona area where the nomads go, but they actually had a script.
Mm-hmm.
Frances McDormand, she does a great job all the time. A lot of her roles are kind of similar. You know, she's up for best actress too. But, you know, the other movies were, this movie everybody saw was on Netflix. Some of these other movies people haven't seen, had a rough time seeing them. Promising Young Woman, Minari, those movies, and The Father, those were tough to see. You actually had to go to the movies to see them.
Okay.
I think it's probably had more eyes on it too.
So I heard you on with Matt Eumanns earlier this week. You like betting golf, obviously, but not this week, huh? You're one of many I've heard make this case, like, man, the Zurich Classic, just the way they set it up, you're playing with a tag team partner, that kind of a deal. So it's not your favorite weekend of golf, huh?
Yeah, I'm passing this week, as others might too. Although golf's been good on our network, I can tell you how golf has escalated since last June. Every tournament is bigger than the next. Our Masters was one, not only the top golf event we've ever done, one of the top 10 events we've ever done. Just a huge handle on it.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was top great. 10. It was excellent.
You know, that's good to hear, because the popularity in golf betting should be picking up, especially all things considered when you go back to like last June and really there was nothing going on. And eventually they said, yeah, we're going to get back on the course and play. And there are so many ways to bet this sport now, Johnny, that I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, and you're right. We have a lot of offerings up there, a lot of in-play, probably more propositions than we've ever had before. We're growing, too, you know, now being in 14 states. So that has a lot to do with it also. So looking for more golf action, more states, and I think that handle will continue to escalate.
Can you hang around for a couple more minutes?
Sure can.
Good. We want to ask you about the popularity of draft props that you guys have up. Huge menu over at DraftKings, and maybe a little bit of Major League Baseball as well, like taking money on the Yankees and Padres pretty much every single day, and what you anticipate for the handle on the UFC coming up this weekend, because, Paulie, the card is absolutely awesome. As we continue here on Follow the Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, more with Johnny Avello coming up next. Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch and Paul, live downtown Las Vegas, Circa Resort and Casino. As we continue here, Johnny Avello joins us from DraftKings. You guys have had so many draft props up now for the NFL, Johnny, for like the last couple of weeks. You've had them up for a long time, and you keep adding more and more the way it seems on a daily basis. How many people do you have working behind the scenes to put all these props up?
A lot. You know, we've got a pretty big team now of traders. Got 25 here in the U.S. and some more out of the U.S. So the team is growing, and we're throwing a lot of work at them, you know, telling them, you know, we want to continue to keep putting up new content and more content. Mm-hmm. For instance, we're doing some sports like cornhole now, and we're continuing to expand that menu. So you looking for a job, Mitch?
How about the action on the number 3 pick? I mean, it goes crazy every week. There's a new favorite, or some, you know, Jones. Jones is $250, $2. Fields is $1.50. Now Jones is back to $150.
Yeah, Jones is that's actually our number one right for a prop on the draft. Fields was Jones was actually the favorite, and when I look at the money on this, these guys have taken about equal action. I still believe it's going to be Jones. I think he's probably the better fit for the 49ers.
Okay.
Overall, handle good. And the popularity, I guess, as you continue to book this on a yearly basis, are they getting more popular by the year?
You know, I noticed a popular event because when I worked in the bricks and mortar location, and speak about the last win, the draft would draw a full house. We'd have games going on on the night of the draft, and the people would say, how come we can't hear the draft? We want to hear the draft. We don't want to watch the game. So it's a really popular event to watch, and I think the unsophisticated play will get involved the night of. So, but a lot of the action so far has been sharp action.
So you're allowed to keep them up pretty much until draft night in other states?
Yeah, right up into so-called kickoff.
Do you know if eventually are you going to be able to offer live betting on the draft? Like once the Falcons are on the board, could you put up like, okay, now who's it going to be? Mac Jones is off. Is it going to be Fields? Are they going to trade? Is it going to be Lance, somebody else?
You know, I thought about it and I'd like to do it. It's a little complicated right now because if there is some sort of a trade or move going on, it kind of just makes all the dominoes change all the way down the line. So it's something we thought about, and who knows, maybe next year.
You have to be crushing it in baseball, right? The dogs are killing it, and plus Jimmy Vaccaro's line, the public bets teams, not numbers. The Padres and Yankees are still taking money, and you see the Yankees are in last place.
Yeah, there's another team in there taking money that isn't playing, and that's the Braves, too. They haven't been playing too well either. So, so far it's going good. There were a couple of rough days there, but for the most part, baseball's been good so far.
How about UFC? That's another thing like with golf you talked about since like last June. Is that kind of the same thing with the UFC? Once we had, you know, sports coming back, it was basically golf and UFC, maybe a little NASCAR. But do you see like with big events in this sport, like you're getting better handle every single time?
Yeah, you're right. When it was isolated, it was killing it. And it's still doing pretty well. I'll tell you, last week's match between the boxing match between Jake Paul and Ben Askren, that was our top event of the day. So people are still interested in boxing and UFC. And this card coming up this weekend's a good one. So, I would expect to have a very strong handle here.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, Johnny, thanks for waking up early today. We appreciate that.
You're welcome, guys. Have a fine day.
Yep.
Thank you,
you
pal.
You too, sir.
All right.
Let me give you some other stuff in Major League Baseball on the crazy game between the A's and Twins yesterday.
What a fiasco. another team in last place. Another team with big expectations and a high win total in last place. And I know it's, it's early. I got it. But still, they're 6-11. How they lost this game. Yankees in last place. How about the Astros? They had a five-game lead over the they started 6-1.
They were the talk of baseball.
Oakland couldn't win a game, and now you see the difference there. And now they're in last place, and the A's have won 10 in a row.
11.
11 in a row. Yep. Yeah. Houston, yeah, four back now. Nine game swing in 2 weeks.
Here's how unique this is with the A's right now. At Stats by Stats on Twitter. The A's are the first team in Major League Baseball history to start a season 0-6 and then win 11 straight at any point later on in the season.
Oh.
And they did it like that. And this is a great tweet, Bob Nightingale. After today's wild 13-12 10-inning victory, when was the last time the A's gave up at least 12 runs in a game and won? It was July 20th, 2009, also against the Twins. How do you like this? They were down 12-2.
No!
And they came back to win 14-13.
Is that the Tejada home run? Ken Korak went nuts?
I think this was a little bit later than that.
That's okay.
Yeah.
They win the game. They don't get a hit. What was it? Walk, air, something?
It was, here you go. Fly out, strike out, walk, twins air, twins air.
What a joke.
And again, it just
air
like,
mails it.
So, you can have so many things take place. The hijinks after the starter is pulled. That's why like betting first fives are, I've said this before. We know people that have been doing this for a long, long time. In their 60s, maybe even a little bit older than that. And they have adapted. Right? To how baseball is played nowadays. And I know one person specifically who basically only bets first fives now rather than full games. And I don't blame them. I mean, you don't want to rely on what's going to happen in the bullpen. Jansen came out the other day and he was fine. But how often is that going to happen?
Good point, too. What if the Padres get swept? It would be 10-14. Tingler was the number one choice on the board to get fired at one book. 50-1. And I think they're going to lose again tonight. Bueller, $1.85. And they cannot hit. This is disgusting. They have five straight unders for the Padres. Four of those are losses with 0, 1, 0, and 2 runs. Right? The Cubs are starting to come alive. 16 runs last night for the Cubbies. They've scored more runs in their last four games than the previous 13 to start the season. If you bet it early, you won the first five under with the Giants. That's 15-3 on the season. The Reds led 3-0 in the ninth, and the total was 8. They lost 8-5. Mm. How about that doozy? Boston to score first? No, 8 in a row. White Sox score first? Yes, 7 in a row. And I think the Cubs win today, plus money at home. Baez is on Lucchese. They're starting to hit. I think I'll back Williams and the Cubbies today on a short card. And we'll see, see what Herman has for the Yankees. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Lost 6-7, worst batting average in the American League. And continue to take money. And I like the Red Sox, too. Seattle on a 17-40 run in Beantown. The Red Sox own them,
too. Yeah, they've owned them.
Cubs 5-1 last six against lefties.
I'll go over what you're saying about Tingler and the Padres here. Tonight, you know the matchup already. It's Weathers versus Bueller. This is at Chavez Ravine. Dodgers, no doubt, big favorites tonight. This is the way, and things can change here with the probable pitchers. But right now, the way it looks like it could unfold, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it looks like Darvish versus Kershaw on Friday, then Snell versus Bauer on Saturday, and then Musgrove versus May on Sunday. Again, like, they had an unbelievable offseason, right? And they're going to have to, try to match the pitching of the Dodgers for an entire season. And when you can send out Darvish and Snell and Musgrove the way he's going, and you're going to say, I don't know if they win one of those games.
Yep.
and I said it, if this is a big if, but if they get swept by the Dodgers starting tonight, I said this earlier in the show, I'll say it again, we'll come back on Monday, Tingler's going to be gone. That's why I thought before the season started at 50-1, I'm like, oh, if they don't start off well here, right? Huge expectations now in that division. This doesn't work a lot of times when you put together a super team, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Tingler's gone. You know, that would be, well, by the way, seven in a row if they would get swept, because the Brewers just took care of business.
Dan, look up Aaron Boone. What was Aaron Boone? He's not on the hot seat?
A lot of people think Boone should be.
Yankee fans think he's doing a horrible job.
Right. Dusty Baker's another one that I saw yesterday from
people. Okay.
And there was one other guy.
Boone had to be a big price. Had to be a big price.
Oh, he was huge.
Yep.
Had to be huge.
Sports bettors, are you ready? Download the PointsBet app now. Sign up using promo code VSIN2K. Get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. When you bet with PointsBet, you get faster bets, withdrawals, and fast rewards at your fingertips. Download the app now to experience this premium book for yourself. Must be 21. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. There you go. And I love the hockey card tonight. We'll see how I do tonight when we're coming into tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Islanders so good at home. Bruins laying 320, opener here at Circa. Hurricanes, five in a row against the Panthers, laying $1.20. First place on the line in two of the first three games there. Tampa's 285 against Columbus. Columbus has lost 14-16. Penguins 250 against the Devils. They've lost 10 of 11. Rangers are hot, too. They might be worth a look at $1.50 against the Flyers.
So every week, Point Spread Weekly, Steve Mackinnon releases his power ratings. He has the Rangers in the top five.
Really?
Of the entire league.
Wow.
Just based on numbers, no opinion, whatever. I mean, that's pretty remarkable.
Toronto laying $1.45 in Winnipeg. Huge game. The Jets win. They're only 2 points back. They have a game in hand as well, I think. And Vancouver opened $1.50 favorite against Ottawa. Plus 320 and plus 260 winners in their first two games back. We'll see what it's like coming up when they're trying to fit all these games in. But they are 5-0 this year against Ottawa. And Ottawa's played 13 straight overs in the third period. And Colorado, welcome back. They're $1.50 against the Blues.
Yeah. Need one tonight.
Yeah.
I have them to win that division, and the Knights now can't lose.
They won 8 in a row, right?
You're on the Jets 8-1 to win that division?
Yes, 8-1. Big one tonight.
You can get on the Maple Leafs even money.
Yeah, okay.
Even money.
Yeah, bad loss by the Oilers last night. Tough beat for the under.
Yeah.
Played 9 straight unders. It was 2 goals in the final 2 minutes.
Yep.
That one was tough.
I can't believe some of the prices right now. You like the Hurricanes, you can find them at plus 140 right now. Plus 145. Other spots, they're like a $2 favorite. The Knights right now down to plus 140. Avalanche plus 125. They were just minus 250 like yesterday. We are great guests today on the show.
Great.
We are loaded again tomorrow. Tons of great guests. Good luck with your best tonight.